Some things that lie ahead that's outside their control, things in Latrobe. But what they can control is their overall preparation and physical readiness. We expect them to be in great shape. We've challenged them in that way, and it's going to be fun to watch them meet that challenge.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Bob Labriola. Coach Tomlin putting the final bow on Steelers mandatory minicamp here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex this afternoon. We have about 5 weeks until training camp. We don't want to think that far ahead, but Labs, the end is here.
Yeah, school's out for summer, and you know, it's going to be incumbent upon these guys to retain as much as possible of what they've learned here during the off-season program, and while they're doing that, also maintain the level of conditioning, probably for a lot of them, especially the young guys who will be going through their first NFL training camp. You want to even try and get yourself in better shape than you are in right now, because really what they are going to be facing once we get up to St. Vincent College is going to be something that they have no idea. They have no experience to the intensity and the level to which they must have prepared their bodies for what is going to come.
Right, and as you said, some of the guys, if you talk to them, they have maybe a vacation plan, but a lot are heading to different places to continue training because, like you said, it's a five-week period. It doesn't seem that long, but if you don't do anything, you will not be ready for what you will endure when you go to training camp in Latrobe.
Right, and, you know, I'm sure James Harrison's not going to be laying on his couch eating potato chips during these 5 weeks, and, you know, I would advise, you know, a lot of these young guys to kind of look at that as an example. I'm not trying to say that these guys could do the kinds of things that he can do in that area, but at least approach it with the same level of seriousness.
All right. Three things of note that we want to go over that happened this week during mini camp. The first one, Le'Veon Bell. We know that he was not here, not present, Labs, but as we said in our sideline report earlier this week, he is not mandated to be here because he does not technically have a contract.
Right. Le'Veon Bell did not sign his franchise tender, nor did he sign a participation agreement. You know, I personally don't know if he was here, would he have taken part, and to what level would he have taken part in a lot of the physical things based on where he is following that surgery to fix the groin muscle that was bothering him in the AFC Championship game. But all that said, he wasn't here, and he didn't have to be here. Training camp, though, is another matter.
Right, and as you see on the screen, he has until Monday, July 17th, to either come to a long-term deal with the Steelers or play under that one-year tag.
Right, and just to, you know, in the bookkeeping area, you know, if he doesn't sign the tender, he can't come to camp. That July 17th date is not a deadline to sign the tender. That's just a deadline, as you mentioned. You either have a long-term deal or you are then stuck playing under the franchise tender, which at 12 million,
I'll take.
Right, exactly. I'd take less. But
we'll split it.
But, right, if he doesn't sign, he couldn't come to camp. And so I don't really expect Le'Veon Bell to be it's really not a holdout since you don't have a contract, but I expect him to be there when camp opens.
July 26th, you need to report.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go over those dates in just a bit.
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me a couple of times.
Okay. Maybe. Another contract situation per se during minicamp to note of, Alejandro Villanueva, someone who did sign a participation agreement to be here. He does not have to be here. He is in the similar situation as Le'Veon, but said he owes it to the Steelers, respects the team, and wants to get better, and that's why he decided to show up, same as he did during the 10 OTAs.
Yeah, and the Steelers respect him and want to do right by him, and that's why, you know, they are negotiating with him on a long-term deal as opposed to just paying him the numbers that would be required under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement. So, you know, once again, it's something that, you know, I hope gets done, and I think it would be good for both sides, both for Al Villanueva to be able to make definitely he would make more money by signing a contract extension with the Steelers now than he would make by playing out, as I said, according to the terms of the CBA. And it's good for the Steelers you know, you reward someone who is doing the kinds of things and conducting himself the way that Al Villanueva has been.
All right, last thing to note from minicamp, free agent defensive end Tyson Alualu did return to practice this week, his first practice as a Steeler, dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury earlier this offseason. Now, that was a position labs the Steelers did not add in terms of the draft, but somebody that you kind of want to see what the Steelers are getting from this free agent.
Yeah, and this is a guy, former first-round draft pick of the Jacksonville Jaguars, top 15 or 20 pick in the first round. So he obviously has a pedigree, and he's also a guy that the Steelers believe can play either end in their 3-4 or nose tackle in their 3-4. So he is obviously a valuable component as you're putting together that 53-man roster with respect to what has been, for the past several seasons, a six-man defensive line.
All right, and we do want to let you know some important dates in terms of training camp. I will keep reminding Labs so that he shows up. Staff, we are reporting on July 26th. We will be going black for Steelers Live until that period, but we will have our first live show for you of the unofficial start of 2017. Players, as you see, report on Thursday, July 27th. First practice open to the public the next day on Friday. And Labs, your favorite day, first day in pads, Sunday, July 30th. The other ones are the big night practices, per se. One, of course, at Latrobe Memorial Stadium as traditional. And a new one this year, Heinz Field Family Fest.
Yeah, Sunday, July 30th, it becomes football. Everything, you know, up until then, since the end of the season, you know, has been prelude to that. And, you know, everything that happens really that turns out to be significant will happen starting July the 30th.
All right. When practice concluded today here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, the Penguins' Nick Bonino brought the Stanley Cup by to say hi to the Steelers players and coaching staff. You see it there entering the building. Coach Tomlin saying that it was a beautiful thing to see it in person. Good for the guys to have some motivation heading into their season. Of course, things don't get underway until training camp in July, since, you know, we like to keep talking about this nice vacation we have coming up. But Cam Hayward, a big hockey fan, has been to a lot of the Pens games, told me that it was nice to see it in person and also get to talk to Nick Bonino. He's a big fan of him. So there's Jerry Olsowski as well taking his picture. So proud of the Penguins. Congrats again to them being back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. For our Steelers Nation Unite members, the keyword today, Labs, I'm going to let you guess it.
Minicamp.
You got it. One word, okay?
One word, absolutely.
The keyword is one word, minicamp. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com on the homepage. Enter the keyword minicamp to earn your extra yards.
You know what happens July 27th? Maxi camp.
What?
Maxi camp. Mini camp. When we go to Latrobe, it's maxi camp.
Or we call it training camp.
Well, same thing.
Okay. Well, that we don't know about keywords then. We'll get back to you on those.
But no, the mini camp is the keyword.
Yeah. Mini camp is the keyword. So, as you can see, we're in very much need of a break.
Absolutely. Let's go.
From this show and from each other.
Not necessarily in that order either.
Thanks so much for joining us as always. We hope you guys go on some great vacations too, and make sure you join us July 26th for our next Steelers Live.